Hello, this is the Redundant Rufus Podcast. This is your host, Rufus. I'm so glad to be back. It has been way too long, and I've probably said that at least three or four times in this show's history. Nonetheless, great to be here on this special episode, actually. Now, why is it special? Well, I'll get to that in a minute. Yes, the title gives it away, but nonetheless, I've been away from podcasting for a while. Partly because I honestly didn't have much else to say, and I was distracted with other things, but a good podcaster is consistent, right? We have to be consistent. We have to always put content out there and, you know, engage your fan base. So I'm always grateful for all of you who have stuck with me throughout my podcasting journey, and this episode is particularly special. So why don't we get into that? This past year, as I've related in other episodes, has been or was pretty difficult. And this past June of 2024, I was sitting at my desk. I was freshly unemployed, and I was pretty lost. Didn't know what to do. I had mental health issues, financial issues. I was still, you know, there's still the grief aspect, and I was feeling very low. And lo and behold, my father messages me, and he says, effectively, you know, I have the transcripts from your grandfather, his experiences during World War II in Europe. I'd like for you to take command of that, to get it published. So, in lieu of everything that had been happening, that comes into my lap. Not to say I was disappointed, it was just, I felt very overwhelmed. I'm like, I've read the transcripts before. It's over 200 pages of content. That's a big ordeal. That's a hefty responsibility. So I am just sitting there overwhelmed, and I look to my right and I see a book, my mother's story. Now, what story is that? Well, as I've mentioned before, my mother passed away from cancer almost 6 years ago. And before she passed, she had this desire to write a story about a grandma witch losing her hair. Now, why did she write that? Well, she was going to be potentially going under chemo treatments and was going to lose her hair. And she was worried about the impact that would have on her posterity. So she wrote a story about it. Now, Halloween was probably a very, very close second to her favorite holiday outside of Christmas. She loved Halloween. She loved dressing up and decorating, getting the pumpkins. She and I would work on this 3D Halloween puzzle together. It was always fun. But she wrote this story, and she produced it in a simple medium. She went on Microsoft Word one day and typed it out, added some clip art images for the characters, and stapled it and sent it to each of her kids. Now, that's been sitting on my shelf, and occasionally I would look at it and think of her, of course. But this one particular day of getting this big drop of transcripts on my lap, having to publish my grandfather's legacy, if you will, which I'm very grateful to do. But during this feeling of overwhelming, I grab my mother's story and I look through it, I read it, and I get this very strong impression that it needs to be published. Now, Rufus here, I'm not a publisher or an author. I was a data processor for many years. You know, my skill set didn't exactly revolve around authorship. Now, sure, I had some technical writing experience, but aside from that, You know, this is a new ball game for me. I didn't know how easy or how hard it would be, but regardless, I got started. And thanks to the Canva app, I produced the book through there, and I have to give credit to my sweet niece, Rachel Mogelson, who helped with the character illustrations and formatting, and truly a godsend for this book, because without her, this book would not have seen the light of day, or at least in the public eye. But I worked on it, I pressed through, and as of a few weeks ago, the book is published and available on Amazon. It's called Grandma Witch Lost Her Hair on Halloween Eve. And essentially, it's about a grandma witch, and it's implied that she has cancer because she lost her hair. And she goes around her neighborhood to her Halloween friends asking for help, and they help her in return to get ready for the Halloween party. So it's a story of joy, there's some humor in it, but it's also, it's my mother. It's a way for people to know or understand a little bit about my mother without even meeting her. And I take that very seriously. I took this book very seriously because I didn't want to change the story, and it isn't changed from what she wrote or what she created. The only differences are the character illustrations, and there's some little additions like a cat or a mouse or an angry red ant that shows up. That doesn't change the story. They're kind of just background characters, if you will. But I wanted to make it as true to my mother's intentions, and these were additions that I know my mother would have approved of. So that's that. Now, where does it go from here? Well, the book was published a little too late, I admit. I wanted it published sooner, but life happens. So next year, I'll be doing a much more aggressive marketing strategy to get it out there to the world. But so far, a decent amount have been purchased by people, friends, family, and strangers, so it's already getting out there, and I'm grateful for that. And so if you happen to go to Amazon, or you're looking for a last-minute Halloween book or story for your children, for your posterity, well, Grandma Lost Her Hair on Halloween Eve. That's the name of the book. You can find it on Amazon. It is an ebook or in paperback. And this book truly was a labor of love. It honestly, from a mental health standpoint, one of my intentions was that this book would help me with grief and helping me to find closure. Now, with grief, it never fully goes away, but accepting what happened, that is always possible. And it's been possible for me. In my faith, I do believe that I'll see my mother again, and I believe where she is now as a spirit, that she's aware of what I have done for her, and I strongly believe that she's grateful for it. Now, she has a higher calling responsibility right now in serving others beyond the veil, so to speak, but here I can do my part to impart some of my mother to others and share that love with others. Now, the title also, well, it's plural. There's books. Well, what do you mean books? Are you talking about your grandfather's book? Well, that's a work in progress. I don't have updates on that. But there was a book, or is a book, which I published, a book of my own, a few weeks ago. It's called A Ghost Dilemma. You can find it on Amazon as well, paperback or ebook. Now, what is this book? Well, it was really a story that I've had in mind for some months now, and one day I just decided to write it out. And The Ghost Dilemma stars a ghost named Patrick. Now, Patrick is a ghost who is having trouble accepting the fact that he's a ghost and wondering, well, what's his purpose now? It's a book that's could be considered slightly depressing, but it's mostly humorous, and he's sarcastic, and he's interacting with the author named John. And John, the author, is a bit annoyed with Patrick because he keeps interfering with the story and its progress, and he keeps just getting, annoyed. But anyway, I'm happy to have written it. It's an addition to just my experience in publishing and authoring, because I feel that that's a pathway open to me. I feel that very strongly. It's still very intimidating because I have limited experience. Now, when I say that, my mother's book was already written. It just needed to be modified, reformatted. My grandfather's book has been written. It just needs some historical context, need to add images, some quotes, but A Ghost Dilemma was purely original. And I have a couple of other books that I have in mind that are completely original. It hasn't been written. I just have storyboards. But I won't deny that it is exciting. It's a new venture. There's the fear that there's no guarantee for their successes, but it's a path that I feel is open to me, and it's where I can find the best value in myself in producing something that I love. I honestly didn't have that in my previous job in my career. So, but I'm expecting in the future to have some updates for you. And once again, the books are called Grandma Lost Her Hair on Halloween Eve, and the other is A Ghost's Dilemma, both available on Amazon in ebook and paperback formats. So I don't have anything else to say. I'll just leave it at that. Thank you again for your support, your listening, and I hope to speak to you again soon. Take care.